This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for you. I am the mother of teenagers, and they are at the age where they are now able to get themselves places, meaning driving there. And when they go to get-togethers at friends' houses where the parents are home and supervising, but other kids still manage to show up and sneak alcohol and other substances in, and the parents at home, though repeatedly checking on them, never discover this until after the fact. When I'm questioned and I know what went on, do I reveal or do I not reveal?
How would you know? Because your kids told you?
Yes.
And who's asking?
Parents of other kids who were there.
Well, I'd say, who knows? I mean, I it's something I worry about. What I've told my kids is that I'm going to hold them responsible for their behavior. And I guess what I would probably say is that the rumors are that there was stuff available, and leave it at that. Because I think you don't want to out your kids. To a certain extent, your kids' confidence in your ability to keep their secrets is more important than a parent who's saying, gee, what do you know? And so I'd probably finesse it. I don't think I'd outright lie, but I don't think I'd out my kid either. I'd probably just say, look, the rumors are such, this and such, but why don't you talk to your kid?
Okay.
All right.
Even when it's reported that those kids are flat out lying to their parents.
Well, but that's not your problem. I mean, any more than if somebody called up and said your kids are lying to you, you're not necessarily going to believe. I mean, who are you going to believe?
No, I understand. Yeah.
It's just
an awkward position to be in.
Well, I'm not sure why they're calling you and asking you, other than they're checking on their kids. And I think what
they're checking on their kids and parents are trying to be vigilant, but then
it's your kids' word against their kids' word, and you don't want to get in the middle of that.
No, I don't.
So I would just look, who knows? The rumors are that there was alcohol. What I've done is just told my kid that they're responsible, and there will be a breathalyzer when they come home, and they'll be held to pay if the likelihood of a kid being able to sneak something in is very high. I mean, they all have backpacks, and you can put in a Coke bottle. I mean, it doesn't take a brilliant mind to figure out how to sneak alcohol into a party or anything else. But as far as I'm concerned, the issue is not, is there alcohol available? The issue is, does my kid partake? My kid partakes when they told me they won't. They're in deep doo-doo. I don't care where it came from. So I think the way to deal with it is not, is there stuff available? Because there will always be stuff available. I mean, if nothing else, kids view it as, even if they don't drink, they'll view it as a challenge to get it in there. That's not the issue. Because there's always alcohol available. There's always everything available. The question is, can you trust your kid? And I think the issue is not, is it available, but do your kid avail themselves of it? And the deal is, if you tell me you're going to go to this party and not drink, you damn well better come home stone cold sober, or you're not going to go to the parties, because there's always going to be the availability.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Lynn, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi,
Lynn. You had a caller. Hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. You had a caller a couple weeks ago that had trouble getting her sponsor off the phone.
Right,
and I have a friend that's
from AA. Yeah.
Yes. But, well, her big problem was getting the woman off the phone. And I have a friend that's very similar. And she's dear and she's very interesting. But if you have 20 minutes to talk, she'll try and turn it into 2 hours. So what I've found, and I'm not proud of it, but I've come up with a number of techniques if total honesty doesn't necessarily work. And one is to ring my own doorbell and explain that I must get the door.
Very good.
And or to stand near the dryer when it's about to go off, because I'm not ironing those clothes. Those are coming out fast.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Very good. Very good. Or makes you industrious as well. The first one makes you popular. The second makes you industrious. So keep going.
And to set the timer on the stove.
Yeah.
And claim that I've got to get that food out before it burns. Because she'll talk, even if all I'm doing is want to talk to her for 2 minutes to set up a day to take her out to lunch, to talk to her then.
Yeah.
But those are my solutions, and they're not very honest, but they do help when you can't get a word in edgewise.
But
they can hear they can hear the bell.
Yeah, that's a good point. It really is a good point. In fact, I just saw a movie which comes out this weekend, which I'll review for you tomorrow, where supposedly this guy is at church camp, and so he's at a casino, and somebody, of course, wins a jackpot, which you knew because it's Hollywood's going to happen. And his son's on the other line, and he says, "What happened?" He said, "The spirit just moved these people." So everybody around him is saying, "Yeah, yeah." So, yeah, I'm a great believer in egg timers. With saying, look, I've got 20 minutes and I've set my timer because when it goes off, I got to go, which is essentially the same thing without the need for subterfuge. But I think yours are working okay. And, you know, look, it's better to sort of limit the conversations and still be willing to do business with her. The other thing I would suggest, Lynn, is that you may want to call her sometimes because she's...
I do.
And even then it's a problem, huh?
Even when we go out to eat,
we've
gone to places where she'll say, geez, we've only been here 2 hours, and they're giving us these looks like they want us to free up these tables. And I'm thinking, of course they do. They want us out of here. This is crazy. We can't sit here drinking soda all afternoon.
What about
this? Well, I like this one place. We go, because they'll let you sit there for 5 hours. And I think, oh, my God, I'm going to have a panic attack if I'm sitting here for 5 hours having lunch.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of other things to do.
Absolutely. Does she know about chat rooms on the Internet? Because it sounds like that would be perfect for her.
I don't know. Anyway, and the other thing I wanted to say was, I know probably a month ago it's been ongoing, but not recent, but I know there was discussion about Greg not wanting to wear a seatbelt.
Right, right.
And I had a friend many years ago, and we got in her car, and I put my seatbelt on, and I said, geez, Becky, don't you wear your seatbelt? And she goes, no. She said, oh, I never wear my seatbelt, but I always make sure that the kids have theirs on. And I said, so you want the kids to be okay? And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, is it okay if you get in a car accident and you die and your kids grow up without a mother? Is that all right with you? And she looked at me, and I said, well, you know, forget I said that. Don't worry about it. Your husband's young. He's cute. He's funny. He'll find a new wife real quick. You know, I'm sure they'll love her. You know, she'll be great to him, you know. Maybe until she has her own kids, and then she'll hate them. But, you know, if you don't want to wear one, fine. What? Your kids will get a mom. Don't worry.
She probably has not ever taken her seatbelt off since that day.
And about a week later, we went somewhere, and her husband was in the car, and she said, honey, aren't you wearing your seatbelt? You want your kids to grow up without a dad.
But don't worry, I'll find somebody cute. Yeah.
You know that it is really true that that honey will catch more bees than vinegar, and I think it's a great approach of, oh yeah, it's a no way. You know, you don't have to be careful or do the reasonable thing. So you'll make a great corpse. You guys come up with great solutions. You really truly do. All right, we're talking. Somebody just sent me this cool email about stress, and they said that stress is like if you have a glass of water, right? And it doesn't make any difference whether the glass is half empty or half full. If you carry it, if you're holding that glass and you're holding it for a minute or two, no sweat, right? Especially if you can either drink the water or put it down. If you're holding it for 45 minutes, it's going to be really tiring. If you're holding it for a day, you're probably going to end up in the emergency room. And if we've used stress as a glass of water, think about it, right? And your seatbelt. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea. Let me know what's going on in your life to celebrate spring. I'm trying to think what I do to celebrate spring. As I said, when I had a garden, I would have, and the thing is, I would have already been planting by now, which means all the stuff would have been already wrecked and frozen because, you know, it's going to snow again. I'm trying to think if when I had either more clothes or more storage room, I'm not sure which, I would switch out my clothes. You know, I'd switch winter wardrobe to summer wardrobe, which was always, it's kind of like the planting, is that you basically always did it too soon.
Mm-hmm.
That you were gonna, you're gonna need warm clothes again, and you just sort of, like, I saw somebody yesterday in sandals. And I said, well, it really looks great, but it's going to snow tomorrow. So they're gonna, she said, well, you know, I know I'm going to be back in boots tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a tricky time of year because of the weather. I mean, you're just not sure exactly what's going to happen. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what other people are going to do to celebrate spring.
We'll start with Gene. Gene says... he's going to rake leaves.
Rake leaves. Well, I guess that's true, except are there any leaves? Do we think he's kidding us because he's confusing spring and fall?
Or maybe,
would there be any leaves? Maybe he's in a place that doesn't get snow.
Yeah, possibly. Or, you know, maybe he's...
Or maybe he's upside down.
And he didn't get all the leaves raked up before winter started. And now he's... Now,
well, you know what? Part of it maybe, too, here's... All right. Here's what may be going on. It just occurred to me that I know for some people they leave the leaves on the grass because it's a way of insulating them for the winter, and then when the spring comes, you get rid of the leaves because so the grass can grow. So that may be, believe it or not, I can't believe I just called upon my horticultural roots, which are essentially non-existent, to tell you that. But I'll bet you that's what he's talking about. Either that or he's pulling our leg, which is probably equally likely. Hopefully not. Hopefully I've just figured out that Farmer Joy has figured out that that's what you do. Because I know people who do it. You mulch the lawn, and then you have to get rid of it so the little tender shoots can push up toward the light. Okay, what else?
Clay says, oh, the usual, knock off a convenience store for Huggies, Milky Ways, and petty cash.
Thank you. It's good to know. Can we please, and he says, he puts it on Facebook, make sure you give us pictures, you know, real time, and we'll put them on Facebook and get you arrested. There we go. Come on, folks. All right, here we go.
Jackie says, pick up all the hidden winter doggy poo.
No.
Sound like a fun job.
This is how people convince me not to get a dog. It's the combination of, and around here, that people, you know, we had snow, and people take their dog out, and they would have their little dogs do their little business on top of the snow, thinking, I don't know what. I mean, what do they think? It's not going to melt?
Yeah.
It's fairly, so, folks, yeah, I'm clearly, I mean, and people, you know, telling somebody about, you know, dogs, and it's warm and squishy, and they said, well, don't you like dogs? I said, I really love dogs. I said, didn't you grow up with dogs? I said, yeah, but we had a yard. And with a yard, the dogs, you just go and shovel it after a while. You have to be careful where you walk, but that's a whole different thing than fresh off the grill. I'm talking about dog poop on the first day of spring. Keep going. Get me out of this, Manny.
Amy says, shovel again. 4 to 6 inches coming to New Jersey.
Well, yeah, saying it's now, it can't really kind of see out the window, so it's coming.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, they said New York's supposed to get 3 to 5, and Boston's only going to get 1 to 2. So, I mean, and there's a part of me that thinks, that's okay, I'm willing to take one for the team so Boston doesn't get much more snow. Like they care. I think they're actually proud of themselves of surviving the winter of 14-15. All right, what else?
Lorraine says probably shovel snow. Nadine says pray for fall. I hate spring.
Why? I know a lot of people hate fall because it's the precursor of winter and they don't like winter. But most people like spring. Maybe she doesn't like the summer. I don't know. I think spring and fall are the best.
I'm lukewarm on... I've always been lukewarm on fall because fall, in a good way, fall means the start of football season, which is an exciting time for me, obviously. But fall is also like the height of when my allergies kick in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's
well, in the spring, too. Maybe that's her problem. She has allergies.
Yeah, that's possible. Ruben says, skiing in Vermont.
Spring skiing can be really fun. You can get yourself burned to a crisp. I remember skiing on St. Mary's Glacier. But that was in July. You can ski all year round in Colorado on St. Mary's Glacier.
Leanne says, getting rid of my winter blues.
Oh, I assume she's not necessarily talking about Jean. She may be talking about emotional issues. Yeah.
Tina.
Yeah, this seems to have been a long, just sort of slugging through it winter.
Yeah. Tina says, look at the snow in 20-degree weather and dream of living in Florida next winter.
Indeed, indeed. I think Florida and Arizona are the two fastest growing states because of exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
People just get tired of winter.
Sushma says, I will decorate the house with spring colors.
Oh, that's interesting. Does she repaint the rooms and everything?
I'm not sure.
Maybe just pillows. Yeah. Throw pillows or a new tablecloth or something. Napkins. I don't know. Martha Stewart, I'm not. Keep going.
Maxwell says, walk along the riverfront.
Yeah. I'm always game for that. Any season. Water. Walking along the ocean, walking along the any beach, any river. I'm with you.
Stephanie says, leaving Fiji for L.A., March break trip with my almost 16-year-old daughter.
B.C. or B.G.?
Fiji.
What's B.G.?
Fiji.
Oh, Fiji. She's living in Fiji?
I think so.
And going to?
Los Angeles. Looks like she says L.A., so it's either Los Angeles or Louisiana. I'm guessing Los Angeles.
Probably Los Angeles. Fiji. I don't know, Fiji, wow. I thought she said BG originally, and I was thinking the Bee Gees, I think that they're Australia. But then I thought BC, which should be British Columbia, which made some sense. From Fiji, I don't know, it seems to me that people go from L.A. to Fiji, not from Fiji to L.A., but who knows? Give us more deets. Okay, Fiji.
Let's see, Jerry.
That's a long way away.
Jerry says, she says, spring cleaning inside and out. Also enjoy jogging in the sunlight.
Yeah, I think everybody, well, but, I think it's delightful. I think we have George Bush to thank for the fact that we now go to the earlier time, a month earlier than we used to. I think it's 6 weeks. All right, tell me about your spring plans, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Chris, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Well, I have a 13-year-old who has impulse control problems. Mainly, we got her an e-reader, and then suddenly there's $300 worth of charges on her phone, on her credit card. Put a password on it. She finds the password. $300 more credit card charges on
So what do you do with the credit card charges?
Well, the last one my husband got reversed, but this one, if there's, she'll work and pay it off, that kind of thing.
Well, does she work and pay it off?
No, not really.
Well, but then if your question is, are you creating the same situation, the answer is yes.
Well,
because
yeah, I realize
there's
that.
There's no consequence to her being irresponsible financially.
So my question is, will just our changing our behavior fix this, or is this something we should address in therapy?
It's not therapy at this moment. Honey, it's you. It's not therapy. This is, you
but
have
it
to...
It extends to other parts of her life, too. I mean, she's an excellent soccer player, but she's the hardest soccer player on the field to the point of spraining her ankle or spraining her wrist.
Well, but wait a minute. They're not the same issues. They are not the same issues at all.
Well, I would think so. I think there is. Because
tell me what the issues are that are the same.
She doesn't know how to slow down, and she doesn't know how to stop spending money on the credit card.
No. Okay, these are not the same issues. One issue is spending money that she does not have and having no consequence to that. And the way to do that is that you tell her that if she does that again, you're going to take away her cell phone or whatever, or more importantly and more relevantly, give her an allowance that she gets paid for certain things that she does around the house so she can spend her own money, and you will teach her about responsibility and money at the same time. Overplaying on the soccer field is up to her. It's her body, it's her choice, and it is self-limiting behavior. If she hurts herself, she'll presumably stop doing it or decide that she's the kind of person who wants to throw herself into it. They're completely different events. And you making them same is a desperate mistake, kiddo.
So you don't think that her... It's overall impulse control problems that is the issue? I don't want...
Well, but wait a minute. Playing soccer hard is not an impulse control. Stealing is an impulse control problem. And I don't think... I disagree with your diagnosis. I don't think that her spending money that she knows she's not going to have to play is impulse control at all. I think that is savvy teenager who figures a way that, you know, this is something I want and I'm not going to have to pay for it, so who cares? That's why when kids steal, we make them take the stuff back so they understand that there's a consequence to behaving that way. And as long as the consequence is clear, what you're saying to her when she spends money that's not hers, that she has no way of paying, is there's no consequence. Dad'll get it reversed, which means she's still got to do whatever she wanted to do, and you'll pay off the credit card bills. I mean, so not only is there no consequence, but she got away with it. She got something for nothing. She got to drive her parents crazy, and she's going to do it again. If when she's playing soccer, she twists her ankle, she'll either decide that she has a bum ankle and she has to take better care of it, or she'll do it again, but it's self-limiting, that there's the consequence is clear and she takes the responsibility for it. But you paying off her credit card bills is the antithesis of that. She is an intense human being, and she wants things, and she will figure out a way to get them. All of that is fine and may make her either an interesting human being or a difficult human being, but you paying off her credit card bills will make her an irresponsible human being. They're not the same.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Okay, and let me take you back to the issue about money, because that's why I believe in allowances and allowances for chores. And as far as I'm concerned, you can say to her, listen, you figure out, I understand that you want to buy, what did she buy with it? What, video games or something?
Yes, or really books.
Okay.
Books
say, look, here's the deal.
E-reader.
That if you know, I'm very supportive of you having books and reading, but there still are libraries, and you can go to a library, you can library card, and get all this for free. So I'm not in any way not being supportive of you reading. But if you want to order books for your Kindle, and then here's the deal. You figure out some things to do around the house, whether it's making my bed or cooking or cleaning up or cutting the lawn or washing the car or babysitting your crummy little brother or getting yourself a babysitting job or whatever. And then I will, you know, and if you, for every dollar you put in the bank, I will match it, or you don't have to do that. But you'll teach her financial responsibility. You'll teach her about impulse control. You'll teach her about value of things. Because if when she can order 10 books and it costs $250, I mean, that doesn't, especially when you pay the bill, it means nothing to her. When she has to work to make $250 and she figures at $250 an hour, that's, what, 100 hours, then is it really worth that, or should I go to the library and read the latest novel? So you're teaching her all sorts of important things, but it has nothing to do with playing soccer too hard, and it has nothing, neither of them, I think, have anything to do with impulse control. That wasn't impulsive. She knew exactly what she was doing, and she knew she could get away with it. It's the antithesis of impulse control. She's ripping you off.
Well,
That's not impulse control. Yeah. That's I can get away with this with mom and dad. Okay?
Yeah.
So this isn't therapy, except sense. Maybe for mom and dad, which is, you know, we want to be... Are you a working mom? Do you work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal, Sugar Plum. All of us who are working moms, deep down underneath all of our business suits and our incomes and our Blackberries or iPhones, feel a little guilty because we still believe on some level that we should be there for our children 24/7. Now, our intellect says this is ridiculous. First of all, a 13-year-old doesn't need a parent around all the time. I would lose my mind. My child, I will become a helicopter parent. There's no reason to think that there's any... that I can be a much better role model doing what I'm doing. But we have had thousands of years of socialization to prove to us that we are really not as good as women who spend 24/7 with their kid who are ready to pull their own hair out. So what we do, we compensate, if we're not careful, by doing exactly what you're doing, which is buying crap. And the problem is that if all it did was make us feel better, that might be an okay thing to do. It's vaguely misplaced, but it's at least understandable. It doesn't. What it does is distorts monetary values with our kids, makes kids feel that they can rip us off. They can exploit the guilt like nobody's business because we own it. So they can say, well, that's okay, Mom. If you can't come to my school play, it's okay. And then we go and buy them something. So this isn't a therapeutic issue for your daughter. It may be a therapeutic issue for you. And that's part of the challenge, isn't it? Is figure out who owns the problem, right? Because our instinct is exactly as I was talking about with the Hunchback of Notre Dame to say, well, if these are terrible feelings, you must have you made me feel that way. It's your fault. I mean, you bewitched me, or in the case of the 15th century or modern, well, you made me do this. You know, you've broken my heart, or you betrayed me, or you. I mean, that instead of sort of owning our own feelings and taking responsibility for it and saying, what can I do differently? We have the tendency to kind of make it somebody else's problem, which means that nothing changes, because the behavior we're going to be able to control, if we can control any behavior whatsoever, is our own. Everybody else's up for grabs. So, all right, 855-993-7569. I thought we'd do a couple things here. Because we're talking about women and the role of women and guilt and whatever, I thought we'd sort of tackle. All right, so many, what have I got? I've got about 2 minutes here. Minute and a half.
You got about a minute here.
I got about a minute.
Yep.
And then I have a couple minutes when we come back. I'll tell you what let's do here. Let's when we come back, maybe we'll talk about whether women are better off today than they were 20 years ago, because it does seem to need to fit into exactly the kind of thing we're talking about here. So 855-993-7569. And as you know, phone calls always take precedence over everything else. There's a couple movies opening this week. One of them, probably the movie that will very likely be the first choice of a lot of people, they didn't screen for us. So that'll be sort of interesting to see what happens. It's Insurgent, which was based on Divergent, which I thought Divergent was terrific. Apparently, Insurgent, not so much. We'll find out more when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, so we were talking about, I think we've tried to start this like 14 times, about how women have women, do you think women are better off than they were 20 years ago, yes or no, and why? And the idea being that the UN study says basically that women have not made the strides that everybody had hoped they would make. So we're just sort of asking you guys. All right, so what do we got?
We will start with Tony, and she says, definitely not. I think feminism has pushed women to a level of stress never known before. Somewhere along the line, the movement derailed, and women are still falling for it.
Falling for what? She's a little unclear about exactly what that means, I think. But does she give us an idea about what women are falling? No, I guess she doesn't.
I can't really tell, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I disagree with you completely. I mean, as I mentioned, I was talking with somebody who said that they'd read an article that said that we were basically moving, you know, back to the Dark Ages, that we had somehow, that we were anti-science, we're anti-women, we're anti-black, we're anti, you know, others, were anti-everything, in some really horrible kind of ways, that in fact we haven't moved forward, that we've moved in sort of awful kinds of directions. So
Lisa says, everything is geared for men still. Why do cheerleaders wear such little sexy outfits? Why isn't there Victoria's Secret Man? Why do car and motorcycle magazines for men have a sexy half-naked woman on it? Movies always go half-naked women still. Why don't they have commercials on TV regarding how to have a good, healthy relationship? Men think women are slaves for their own selfish needs. No equality.
Well, tell me what you really think. Yeah, well, we know that domestic violence, for example, is on the increase. One of the sort of mild sort of progresses is, I think, that, for example, that Hollywood is finally beginning on some limited way to look at women and as a viable source of revenue. So there have been, for example, the second best Marigold Hotel did fairly well. I think it made more per screen than any other movie that week. That Cinderella beat out Liam Neeson and Ed Harris shooting at each other. Because my joke was, okay, all the women could go see Cinderella and all the men could go see Liam and Ed. And basically, everybody went to see Cinderella. Now, whether Run All Night was a good movie or not, I mean, the clearly there's an acknowledgement that there is room not only for women in Hollywood, but subject matter. I mean, everybody in Marigold Hotel is older. I mean, they're all wonderful. There's Judi Dench and Richard Gere, but Richard Gere's got white hair now. So Bill Nighy. Maggie Smith. So there is some mild acknowledgement, but it's still, we don't see movies where you've got Judi Dench hanging out with a 40-year-old man. And you certainly have men who are Judi Dench's age hanging out with 40-year-old women or 20-year-old women. So there's certainly a large room for improvement there. All right, what else we got?
Connie says, only slightly. There is little pay equality. Men are still ruling over women's bodies with the attacks on abortion rights and reproductive rights. There is still too much blatant sexism from men. This society doesn't do enough to help with affordable child care. The patriarchy is definitely trying to reassert its authority again. We need more militant feminism and less compromise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what's happened in the last 20 years. It's not only an American phenomenon, it's a worldwide phenomenon. And, of course, you have, I mean, when an economy tanks, we know that the women are the first to be dumped. It's unclear exactly why. I mean, certainly 2008, I said that a friend of mine had been at a conference where Condoleezza Rice was the speaker. And she said the four things that had impacted the financial world indelibly were the crash of 2008, September 11th, Arab Spring, and what was the other one? Just went in and out of my head. It'll come back in a minute. I know, irresponsible Putin and South Korea, irresponsible leadership in that part of the world. And And we know during tough times that social niceties, including manners and including equality, whether we're talking about racism or sexism, tend to be the first fatalities. On the other hand, we have gay marriage being almost, I mean, there's been a real tide of sea change in the last couple of years about that. That the when the movie Proposition, the case against Proposition 8 was made, which was, I think, 3 years ago, there were six states that had gay marriage, and now I think there are only six states that don't, or something of that sort. I mean, it's just a huge change in a very short period of time. But women don't seem to be, I mean, we seem to be the caretakers of the rest of the world, and we don't organize as well, for example, as gays, as blacks, as any particular religious organizations, any particular political party. We're always sort of taking care of somebody else, and I think we allow our own political agenda. And of course, there isn't one political agenda for women as well. But certainly things like no child brides, access to education, laws that support punishment for domestic violence and rape. I mean, just horrible statistics, not to mention health issues. All right, what else?
That was out of last.
That was it. Yeah, so I think that basically most, you know, and from men's point of view, I think the other thing that women have not done a very good job of is that that we have not helped men to understand that women's success is not men's failure, that if women are working more and making more money, it doesn't mean that you guys are making less. It means that you can take time off, that you don't have the sole responsibility for taking care of the family, that it, should something happen. We know during divorce that women fall below the poverty level much more quickly than men, and as do children. So we have a while to go. Isn't that nice to know that all the social change that needs to have happen hasn't happened yet, so we all have some work to do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.